You've got the best there is on your line right now.
Yes, I ask everyone who lives on Howard Street for a penny. And? I got 23 cents.
Uh-huh.
23 cents? You were gone 4.5 hours and all you got is 23 cents?
Oh.
It must be the recession.
What kind of assignment did you do?
We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman. I want you to get up. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell,
Lost Guest Radio! Lost Guest Radio! Lost Guest Radio!
Yes, sir, this sort of thing has happened before.
What are you... You just kidding? Are you crazy or something? You're joking. You don't mean that. No, you know that's not true. What's the matter? You nuts or something?
People everywhere going out of their minds, looking for answers in symbols and signs. There ain't no answers up in the sky. You know we got to give the earth a try. You gotta get down a little closer to the ground. That's what you have to do. Get down a little closer to the ground. Now those men up there walking on the moon, they better get themselves back home soon. They're gonna lose themselves in the upper air. Nothing happening up there. You gotta get down a little closer to the ground. But you know you do. Get down a little closer to the ground. Now if you spend your days talking to a machine, you might forget you're a human being. Don't let 'em make a fool of you. Remember who you're talking to. You gotta get down a little closer to the ground. But you know you do. Get down a little closer to the ground. You can't feel love. Let go of what you're thinking of. You're too far away from where you were further. Get down to earth. Get down a little closer to the ground. That's what you have to do. Get down a little closer to the ground. Let me hear it again now. Get down a little closer to the ground. Come on now. Get down a little closer to the ground. Got to move closer, a little closer together now, a little closer to the ground. Now if you get down on your knees, you're gonna feel that the earth is near. No use looking to the upper side, cause you're living it right down here. Here on earth, on solid ground. You got to move a little closer. You got to move a little closer now.
Closer,
closer together.
Closer,
closer to the ground.
Closer,
closer to the ground.
Closer,
or closer to the ground.
Closer,
that's what you have to do.
Closer,
closer to the ground.
Yeah, the out-of-sight sounds of the joy of cooking right here at the top of the hour there with not necessarily Julia Child on the lead vox there, but we'll find out in a minute as we get ourselves situated here at top of the hour for another edition of The Insanity, folks. It is October 29th of 2011, all right? And you've dialed us up here live if you're getting it on that particular date. This is Jimmy Knight here with you, sitting in with some lost discs, vinyl, and I don't know. It's like the storm of the century is coming down. We got leaves on the trees. Folks, you know what happens when you combine snow, ice, wind gusts of 50, 60-plus miles an hour? You know what you get? You get snapping branches. You get power outages. I don't even know what we're doing. Chesty, I don't even know how we're on the air tonight. Chesty's over there, man. She has a microphone.
You want me to be on the mic?
I think Chesty should be on the microphone because she's the only other person in the studio. Chesty, everyone else could not make it. They've been snowed in, they've been iced in, they've been lubed up.
You don't know where they are.
They're liquored up. Dr. Doug Brown is liquored up somewhere.
Lost.
Folks, all right. So anyways, it's one of those nights. We got Joe Stacks on the phone. Joe, is it warm and dry where you are in Pittsburgh, PA?
Not in the least. I woke up to constant wet, sloppy snow today, and it stayed that way for a while. I mean, we didn't get anything like you. Thank goodness I didn't have to get out and mush the Huskies at any point today.
All right. Well, I just think we should warn everybody that we really didn't really even expect to have any kind of connection or any kind of power to be able to produce the show tonight, so things could probably go awry at any given moment, but that's the excitement of it. That's the magic of it. And that's just the creepiness of
lights
it.
Lights have been flickering.
You know, the lights do flicker about every 20 minutes or so.
It's Halloween.
Pretty severely. All right. So, anyways, Joe, real quick, let's back announce that with a little bit of infos there. It's a group called The Joy of Cooking. We got the LP on the Capitol label, Closer to the Ground, and we heard the title cut from the LP. What do you know?
You know, well, I got to say, I'm surprised they didn't get a cease and desist order before that second album. You know, isn't that a trademark, Joy of Cooking?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was, but...
Yeah, but they managed to do four albums between 70 and 72 for Capitol. And I got to admit, when I first heard that coming up in the background there, you know, I heard some of the piano. I'm going, hey, they're rocking the Vince Guaraldi. But,
jeez.
Well, sorry.
No, I don't know if that's a put-down coming from you or not, Joe. That's the thing. I can't tell.
Well, you know, you got to love the Peanuts music, if nothing else.
Hey,
cast your fate to the wind.
Wasn't that Joy of Cooking group, wasn't that like two lesbians or something sharing the vocals? I mean, come on. Didn't the group kind of revolve around these two hot lesbians? Let's face it.
I can't comment on their proclivities, Jimmy. But, yeah, Tony Brown and Terry Gartwaite are the only two regular members throughout the lineup, throughout any lineup.
Right.
Like, well, they cut the first album with one band.
Yeah.
They cut the second album with another band.
Yeah.
And then it's like studio musicians.
Yeah. Maybe it's just my twisted fantasies there. I don't know about that. But
you're just having an Indigo Girls flashback, man.
All right. So, listen, we're going to keep things moving along because we got a bunch of vinyl, yes, freshly discovered vinyl from our collection. And we're sending one out to our buddy Brad from Grits Radio, who was here last month. And even though this is not really specifically a Halloweener spectacular episode for us, we are going to send this one out. It is the Combo Kings on the Jamie Records label with the Batman a Go Go.
This is Buster here from the one-stop shop and drop market with a special, special. It's Dollar Days here at One Stop Shop and Drop Market. Yeah, October 30th is a special time of year. You know what tonight is. Yeah. Right. Well, here at One Stop Shop and Drop Market, we have a biggest dozen of eggs, $1, an 18-pack of double-ply toilet paper. This isn't the stuff you find in the bathroom at the dorm. This is a real double-ply Cottonelle thing there. $1 for an 18-pack. Are you talking about a brick of soap? A brick of soap. That's 8 bars of soap. No joke. $1.
What?
Yeah. You know the barber salt, the stuff when you're shaving? Not the stuff that burns. The stuff that goes down nice and good and it kind of makes it easy to write up. Anyway, that's a 4-pack of barber salt. $1! We got a half a dozen of easy fried chickens. Who knows what you're going to use those for, but a half a dozen of them, $1! And for those of you out there in Western Pennsylvania, we got half shucked corn. A double pound. That's 2 pounds of half-shucked corns. We got people that are on the tic-tacky, the corn people that help bet mischief mongers. It's all about tonight. $1.
Where?
At the one-stop shop and drop market in South Hole. Don't go too crazy, folks.
Hey, anybody who wants, let's split to the beach for volleyball.
No, you go ahead. That's okay.
Out of Sight Sounds of the Fender Men right there off the Soma Records label, 45 RPM on a turntable, folks. Right? And nothing like a little beach party music during the big, wet, fuzzy snowstorm of October 2011. You know, we're playing that one because of poor Jim Sundquist, you know, Jim Sundquist there on lead guitar in the Fender Men. Of course, we all know them for their big hit. What'd they do? The version of What's Her Name did? Dolly Parton did a version of Mule Skinner Blues. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Mule Skinner Blues was their big smash hit there, right? Back in 1960. And after that, you know, good old Sundquist had enough money to go out and get himself a new guitar. And, of course, he got himself what? What would you buy? What would you get? Well, if you're sitting around 1960, what's the most logical choice? Come on, Brad, once again, this is where you need Brad from Grits Radio. He would tell you, a 1959 Fender Jazzmaster. You dig? Now, just a little tribute there, because Jim Sundquist had apparently a pretty severe heart attack last year, and lo and behold, a few months ago, he had to put his old Fender Jazzmaster up on eBay to help pay medical costs, right? And it got like 20-something bids, and it topped out something over $5,000. Reserve not met. Are you kidding? Only $5,000 for his old Fender Jazzmaster? I don't think so, man. So I don't know if he ended up selling it for that price or what happened, but there he was playing that Fender Jazzmaster later in 1960 with Beach Party, right? From the Fender Man. Okay, we know about that, of course, because good old Gary Myers over at Rockin' Radio in the Rockin' Radio forums posted that eBay listing and said, man, poor old Jim Sundquist of the Fender Man, folks. All right, you dig? So, of course, we're over here doing it for the folks at Rockin' Radio. Check them out at rockinradio.com anytime you get a chance. And over here on the email, by the way, it is Geezer and Doobie who have their ears on up at the mountain, right, listening. Hey, they're catching us on the internet stream and watching the snow fall, right? That's what everyone should be doing. If you're not catching on the RF or the shortwave, you know, at least you could dial
that
us
up. That sounds like a pretty sweet deal to
on
me.
The internet. That's right, and good old Mr. Bill coming in from Globe, Arizona, right?
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, he's getting some...
They don't get snow.
Well, I'm sorry?
Where they don't get snow.
Hopefully no snow.
Got some mountains,
out in the AZ, the mayor, man. He's got some pirate action on 6925 kilohertz at the moment, but he's dialing us up on 5110 kilohertz here. Folks, what can I tell you? That's what we like to hear. Definitely what we like to hear. Here's Jason in Halifax, Nova Scotia. That's right. Oh, he ain't got us on 5110. Well, that's too bad. I mean, we got 5110 kilohertz blazing in on all the radios here, down here in southern Connecticut. Where are we at, man? What's this? He says he was inspired by the first song that we played, right? That would be the Closer to the Ground by Joy of Cooking. He was inspired by that tonight, so he thought he'd share some pictures from Occupy Nova Scotia.
Cool.
In the Halifax Grand Parade, taken this past Thursday around lunchtime. Wow. All right, well, we got to take a closer look at those photo ops later. Yeah, maybe we'll have to throw those up on our website just to show that the people are around. And good old Scotty and Peg out there in Chester, New York, right? They got 8+ inches of snows with trees bending big.
Oh, no.
They're listening to us on the air, man. What can I tell you? All right. So, yes, and of course, we did kick off that set with the Combo Kings off the Jamie Records label with the Batman A Go-Go, and we'll have to send that out to all the schlobs in the Cracker Chat who are over there. Now, please stand by for more.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
That's the most diabolical-looking piece of equipment I've ever seen.
What you got for us tonight there, Jess?
Tonight, Chesty's Chick Pick is kind of appropriate, I think so. It's from a group called Wool, a little-known group called Wool. That's W-O-O-L, Wool.
Yeah, man.
You know, you could be wearing a wool sweater today if you had one. And I think I think the track that I picked has a little bit of a groovy drum thing going on, and you know, not so overproduced like things are these days. It's so that it gives you a little nice feeling inside your chest. Whoa. And me especially, Chesty's chest.
Yeah. Well,
if they left us alone now.
Cry or would we feel the same as we did? Na 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 na. Could you leave me alone now?
Feel like I just stepped into an elevator that wasn't there.
Rockin' Radio.
Where have you been spending all your time? I've been calling you all day. This is not a pleasant sign. What's going on? Where do you go while I'm away? Gigging somewhere's out of town. I'll ask a question if I may. Why don't you stay home? Lately you've been cross, nothing pleases you. It's been I don't know how long. You've got me at a loss, don't know what to do. What's wrong? What's on your mind? I've gotta know. What's running through your brain? I seem to irritate you, so it's mighty strange. Let's not talk now of breaking up. Wait till I get back in town. Yes, operator, I'll hang up. I've got no more change.
Lost this radio.
What?
And it says right here that alcohol does more harm to your nervous system. Well, the alcohol lobby doesn't want that known.
Never had a hold on me the way you do. Even though my love is filled with pain. Baby, if you want me now to say you do, we would be in sunshine or in rain. Again, we can try, or we can throw it away. Can try, or we can throw it away.
Make our cares and worries stay away. We can
Come on, Chumley. We'd better get back to the zoo before Stanley misses us.
Reggie, Tennessee, how about another riddle?
All right, Chumley, go ahead.
What letter is never found in the alphabet?
Well, I know. The letter I put in the mailbox.
Yes, you should be in touch with us through the analog mail. Drop us a line at Lost Discs Radio Show, P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473, USA.
Grab another flashback from yesteryear.
Lost Discs Radio.
You flipped me.
You really flipped me.
Got the freedom of this song to tell how sad I've been so long. Gilded words can't help replace the love I've taken and disgraced. Left alone, I feel the pain. Not a thing will help contain all the feelings left this way. This song is here to help me say, God, I'm sorry for what I've done to her. Lacquered discs will just prolong my sound and my life and my voice and my wrongs. Not much more have I to give. I often pray I'll cease to live. I don't care much how I go, just very dead and not too slow. I know I'll cry out from my grave. I'm so alone and got to say, God, I'm sorry for what I've done to her. Suzanne, I'm sorry for what I've done to you. Suicidal, neat guy, now you've gone away. Never to return and perform another day. I feel like a lonely soldier crying. God, I'm never right. All my life was just poor taste, 24 golden years of waste. Nature's time will help erase my scent and my eyes and my hair, my face. I'll be easy to replace, abrasive, crass and lacking grace. Then I'll cry out from my grave. I'm so alone and got to say, God, I'm sorry for what I've done to her. Suzanne, I'm sorry for what I've done to you.
I'm saying there. That might as well be the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band. That's right, man. That's Sean Harris from his solo album, 1973, on the Capitol label, right? Now, this is an album that Joe Stax picked up for me over at Jerry's Records in Pittsburgh, PA, back a few years ago, sent it out to us here, because he knows what a big aficionado I am of the West Coast Pop Art guys.
Dig it.
And might as well be, at least on that track, a West Coast Pop Art situation, because it's produced and written by Michael Lloyd, right, who was obviously there in the group with Sean Harris back in the day. That's Sean Harris, the same guy. His father, of course, was Roy Harris, the 20th century American composer. And, well, what can I tell you? A very musical situation there that probably the most depressing, how can I say this? The catchiest, most perfect pop confection with the most depressing lyrics maybe I've ever heard there on a track called I'll Cry Out off of side one of the Sean Harris, I believe just self-titled Sean Harris LP. Joe, anything you want to add to that?
Well, I mean, there's not a lot else. I mean, like you said, it's a de facto album by the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band. I didn't find a lot of detail on this particular release, but there's a little blurb on Amazon. You can pick up the CD from the English Revola label, which includes a mono mix of the mono single version of I'll Cry Out as well. But apparently, Sean's brother Danny also played on some of the tracks on there. Their dad, who you mentioned, Roy Harris, also did some orchestrations.
Yeah.
And supposedly Beach Boy Bruce Johnston can be found on there.
Oh, goodness. So, yeah, it's a very pleasant album, I got to say. Anyone who's interested in that group and that type of thing, definitely seek out that Sean Harris solo album. And before that, it was Krabby Appleton. Yes, we have the 45. It's the only thing I have by this group. I know there was an LP or two. They were on the Elektra Records label. We played a B-side called Try. And, well, before that, it was Jackie Washington on the Vanguard label with a little thing called Phone Call. You know, you get it, the whole thing with the cymbals jingling and jangling like as if the phone's ringing. And, yeah, we kicked off the set with Wool, Chesty's Chick Pick, once again on the ABC Records label on 1969. Real quick there, Joe, anything you want to say about Krabby Appleton?
A couple of albums for Elektra, 70, 71. That was the Try is the flip side of their second and final Elektra release, produced by Don Gallucci from Don and the Good Times.
Oh, fantastic, man. Yeah, we picked that one up for 75 cents at the old, the old Antiques Mall out near Hocking Hills, Ohio this past summer, where me and Chesty made the rounds, what can I tell you, while we were sort of camping out. And it's always exciting when you run into these lost discs, folks. That's what we try to do. We bring them to you, what can I tell you. Jackie Washington, Joe, I don't know. Just don't go into too much detail. This guy, I don't know. He's a little square.
Well, you're right. You know, that was a track off of his last album for Vanguard called Morning Song.
Yeah.
And, you know, he also trades under the name nowadays of Jack Landrin, works as an actor. But from about 61 to 67, appeared on a number of releases for Vanguard doing that folk sound thing.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Very good. Hey, let's, real quick, once again, folks, you have dialed it up here, the Lost Discs Radio Show. If you're listening on Live 365 over at the Rockin' Radio stream, you know, stick around for the RLT Archives Music Magazine doing their 11th annual Solo Beatles show. And the good old Scott Lowe, yes, the legendary Scott Lowe, returning to Rockin' Radio this month. And, of course, the electrophonic sound of Bri-Fi, man. Brian Phillips comes at you over here on Rockin' Radio, where we're at. And, of course, we're on live tonight on Area 51, right? 5110 kilohertz upper sideband for your underground shortwave experience. This is Jimmy Knight on Lost Discs Radio on October 29th, 2011, with the snow still coming down for some inexplicable reason. Hey, let's just pronounce things correctly. Good old Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota, coming in on that email action tonight. Folks, you can always do it. It is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. You gotta spell the word discs with a C, you know, like we always used to do it back in the day. And by the way, Larry is giving 73s to all. A happy Halloween to everyone. And hello, Joe Stacks, he says.
Back at ya.
Yeah, he's got a very nice signal on 5110 kilohertz, by the way.
Beautiful.
Now, let's just see if there's anyone else. Anyone else happening? Oh, hell yeah. Look at this. We're hearing in from the underground secret studio of Radio Free Mount Airy. He's got a pretty nice signal on 5110, right? The old monophonic madness there. And, yeah, glad to be back on the short of waves. Thanks, thanks always to Cosmic Debris and Alan Wiener for making room for us from time to time. Hey, Scotty and Peg are saying something about Chesty here. Let's see if we can get in on this. Chesty, way to go. Oh, Chesty, get on the microphone. This
yeah, I'm right here. What do you want?
Peg has emailed in and says, way to go, Chesty. Great chick pick tonight.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
Dig that, right?
I always try to pick something that I know the folks will like.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a very nice song. Tyler down in New Jersey getting it.
New Jersey?
Snowing even down on the shore, the Jersey Shore, right? Yeah, great show. He's digging the show, right?
It's funny. We don't hear from New Jersey too often.
No, just, you know, Tyler's our mainstay guy down there. Whoever he is, you know, he gets us on the short wave, I guess. And good old Nate. Here comes Nate digging the show on the internet feed tonight. And here's another person enjoying the song from The Joy of Cooking that we kicked off the very show with at the top of the hour, folks. Yeah, and he's down there in South Texas. You dig how these things go, folks? You should be in touch with us real quick. Chesty, give him the email addy again one more time.
LostDixRadioShow@yahoo.com.
Yes. Yes, quite. All right. Well, here we go. Real quick, Joe, we're going to go into something. We're going to send this one out to Cosmic Debris and Jane. It's kind of up their alley. Edgar Broughton Band, right? Off the Harvest label. Joe, what do you know?
All right. Well, they're one of the cornerstones of the Harvest underground EMI scene. Originally a power trio, grinding out, a kind of a beef-hearty underground sound. You know, they were label mates with Pink Floyd, and they maintained that political vibe well into the mid-70s, occasionally augmenting the lineup, but just keeping it going.
Yeah.
And apparently still kicking.
Really? All right. Well, yes, indeed. An incredible beef-hearty sound tonight on 5110 kilohertz, folks. And here they come. Going all the way down to Mount Airy, Maryland tonight on Lost Discs Radio.
Trickled item, did it? In a trick, I was a stream. In a stream, was a river. Running to the sea. In a stream, in the sky. You know, the sky had no end. No end. There was an aura miraculous and a choo-choo bone and a choo-cha holiday. You're not going home. Supper, and a head spin. Like I cried out for water, like a bony thin. In the sky was a city. City palace all around, wall, and the 12 gods where backers fall. And Aphrodite play with sheep from out the den. There's a lion roar in my ears. Electric. This is my heaven. You can make it if you try. And there's a woo-hoo. And a woo-hoo-ay-day. There's a woo-hoo. And a woo-hoo-ay-day.
City Open. You gotta check it out of town. Stop, go, stop, go, stop, go, stop, go. You know you can't go. Is off Belial. And that's just about the death of it. Like I'll be Electric Citizen.
Whoa.
I can't. None are more formidable instruments of temptation. May I repeat that?
What it sounds like when the lights flicker. The light's flickering here now a lot in the past 30 seconds or so, folks. And we're going to do our damnedest to make the last 5 minutes of this show work. Dr. Doc Brown has come in on the email, finally. After
Woo, he's not lost.
Yes, yes, yes. And his lights are flickering and all the street lights are out and people are crashing into each other at the corner of the street
in front of
his home. But he still is somehow fired up the old rig there and got us, well, he's got us, he's listening somehow. But by this point, he's probably not, you know, because that's how things go in these storms of the century, which come around about every 3 years or so. Mike in downtown Keswick, Ontario, getting it. 5110, very strong signal up in, up there. Up there in the northern parts. And, well, what can I tell you? These folks, they got in on the email, lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com, spelling the word discs with a C. But even more excitingly, people, they do send things to that old retro P.O. box. Okay, and that's exciting, because we were going to close that down in November, you know, this coming month here, 2011, but we haven't been promoting that lately, so let's just keep it open another 6 months. What do you say? We're going to go all the way till May of 2012 with it, you know, and then right before the world ends, we'll just kind of bag the whole thing. People do, good old people like Filthy Phil of Plastic Magic Radio fame, right, who can be heard here sometimes on Sunday nights when it's not Johnny Lightning. You know what I'm saying? He sent us some stuff. Man, he sent us QSL cards and bumper stickers and a couple of CDs of some stuff and obscurities that we don't even know what all. Yeah, folks, they do it. It's Lost Discs Radio, P.O. Box
157,
North Haven, Connecticut, 06473, USA.
USA.
That's right, P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473, in the USA, gets it there in the old snail analog mail. Folks, it's true. If you're sticking around on Rockin' Radio, which is one of the big reasons why we're still here doing this show, folks, you got to give it up for good old DJ Randy Tibbins, who will be around with his RLT Archives Music Magazine for sure, and good old Scott Lowe, legendary Scott Lowe, doing his show in the second hour slot there at rockinradio.com.
It's the Lowe Show,
and of course, good old Electrophonic Brian Phillips with the electrophonic sound of Brian Phillips. Oh, man, one of these days I'll say them all without flubbing any one of them. Folks, you've been listening to the Lost Discs Radio Show. For some reason. Hey, Joe Staggs, thanks for being on the line there, pal.
Good time. Hey, everybody, stay warm.
Whoa.
You know, if you go out, wear your snowshoes.
Yeah, man. Indeed, we thought Joe, we really thought that Doc Brown may strap on them snowshoes himself and get over here for the show, but alas, he's snug and warm in a very dark cabin at this hour.
It's a rough road to hoe tonight.
Folks, you know, if you survive this storm of the century, be in touch. What can I tell you? We'll catch you next month. Good night, Weasley Steve. Wherever you are.